Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Extreme weather is hitting much of the nation tonight, affecting 100 million people from the deep south up into the Midwest. Tornadoes have been confirmed tonight on the ground in Missouri, and there are dozens of wind-driven wildfires in several central states, with Oklahoma the hardest hit. Let's go to New Orleans for a look at what's coming.
The National Weather Service is warning Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida that severe weather is likely on Saturday.
All modes of severe weather right now are on the board, and we could even be looking at not just tornado activity, but strong tornadoes.
Louisiana climatologist Jay Grimes.
Those are the kind of systems that do serious damage.
Threats not only include tornadoes, but damaging winds, severe thunderstorms, and hail. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
The Senate has passed a Republican-led six-month spending bill that keeps the government from shutting down. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and others on his leadership team are taking heat for voting for the bill.
Lots of Democrats wanted to force a shutdown to protest what President Trump and Elon Musk has been doing in terms of slashing the federal government and spending cuts. And remember, in terms of what Chuck Schumer was doing before, this is a real reversal from what he'd previously vowed. He'd previously vowed to block the bill, and then he turned around and said, actually, it's better to vote it through. He said he's taking some political bullets for it, and he has plenty of those coming at him.
BBC's Merlin Thomas reporting. A NASA mission to the International Space Station is on its way with a fresh crew. The SpaceX capsule will finally bring stuck astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmer home this coming week after 9.5 months. CBS's Mark Strassman has more.
For the families, of course, this has been a hardship. There's no question about that. I mean, the families have to make a series of adjustments every time this mission has been extended by a couple of months or a couple of weeks, and now a couple of days just this week when the first attempted launch had to be scrubbed because of a technical issue.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says former Columbia University student Mahmoud Khalil, now in ICE custody and fighting deportation, was aiding Hamas. Rubio adds the U.S. will revoke more student visas. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levin looks at that.
This is about a federal statute that gives him, as the Secretary of State, the power to revoke green cards, not used often in this type of circumstance, that essentially says when there's reasonable grounds for the Secretary of State to believe that somebody presents a national security issue, then things like their green card status can be revoked.
Wall Street had its best day since November, but still closed down for the week in Friday trading. The markets have lost $5 trillion in 3 weeks. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the Indiana Pacers tonight in Milwaukee. The tip-off time at 7 o'clock. College hoops, Marquette losing to the number one seed St. John's in the Big East tournament, 79-63. So now the Golden Eagles wait to find out their destination in the NCAA tournament. Baseball, Brewers beat the Giants 11-5, and the crew getting a visit from Donald Driver, who spoke to the players in the clubhouse.
You know, we're going to talk about just being ingrained in the community, right, in the state of Wisconsin. I think a lot of these players, you know, a lot of them are not from the United States, right? And so we want them to understand that if they can get ingrained in the community, just not just what they do in Wisconsin, but across the United States, right? And so we want to be able to offer those services to them. And my speech today is going to be talking about the three things that I feel like every successful person in this world needs, and that's identity, that's relationships, and purpose. And if you can have all three of those things, you'll be successful in your career on the field, but then also off.
That's former Packer Donald Driver with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You've heard of Ted Lasso, the Apple TV show that premiered during the COVID-19 pandemic. It came at the right time and seemed to make people warm and fuzzy all over and give them much-needed laughs. We could use more of that now, and according to Variety, the show is coming back for a fourth season. Ted will be portrayed by Christopher Walken. Just kidding. Even though I think that would be hilarious. Jason Sudeikis returns to the show that garnered 66 Emmy nominations and 13 wins. The exact release date has not yet been mentioned. SNL 50 happened weeks ago, but Variety is reporting that Bill Murray got very emotional during the festivities. The actor appeared on the Sway Calloway show and admitted to crying three times throughout the broadcast, especially losing it when a clip of the late Gilda Radner appeared, saying he loved Gilda and absolutely came apart when he saw her on screen. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight with passing showers and thunderstorms. Windy tomorrow with areas of rain mixing with and changing to snow by the evening. Temps fall out of the 50s tonight into the 40s tomorrow. Sunshine and around 40 for a high Sunday. Currently at 64 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. We've got a whole show dedicated to the holiday. We're going to be talking about Irish heritage. We've got live Irish music. We'll explain what the heck curling is. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. So, you know how Bob Kennedy was being criticized earlier in the week for taking pictures of himself on vacation out somewhere on the West Coast. I forget exactly where. Some nice resort place or whatever. And, everybody wondered what he was doing and what he was up to. maybe we found out. This is a story over on Yahoo News. a sea lion off the on the coast of Northern California died of natural causes. It was found in the Duran Regional Park in the Bodega Bay, according to NOAA. And a member of the park's staff found the animal, and they just decided to leave it there. It'd let nature take its course, right? But then the staffer returned 15 minutes later, and the carcass had been decapitated. Somebody cut off its head, put it in a bag, and hauled it away. So maybe we now know where Bob Kennedy was? I don't know. Meanwhile, it looks like the U.S. Postal Service is going to be in real trouble. I hope you don't depend on the mail. Louis DeJoy just told lawmakers in a letter yesterday that he came to an agreement with Elon Musk, the South African billionaire who is the largest funder of the Donald Trump political campaign, that he came to an agreement with Musk's team to identify and achieve further efficiencies. Now, they have so far, just in the last 4 years, laid off 30,000 people in the U.S. Postal Service. This is something Mr. DeJoy is quite proud of. In fact, he plans to fire another 10,000 people next month. So they're bragging about this, right? And DeJoy said DOGE is an effort aligned with his own efforts. But Jerry Connolly, the top Democrat in the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, who oversees the post office, told the New York Times, quote, "This agreement will bring catastrophic consequences for all Americans, especially those in rural and hard-to-reach areas who rely on the Postal Service every day." Yeah. Another rather startling story here that I wanted to share with you. And I told you about this is an I told you so, I guess, not to sound snarky or, whatever. But I think it was about 3 weeks ago, because it was before I went on vacation. I published an article, and we talked about this on the air here, about the SAVE Act. The SAVE Act is a piece of legislation being promoted by Republicans in the House and Senate. I believe it's passed the House. I believe it's going to the Senate. That says that if a woman wants to vote in an election, she has to prove that she's actually a citizen, and the name on her birth certificate and the name on her ID, which would be your driver's license typically, or your passport, have to be the same. And if they're not the same, then you have to bring with you proof that you actually were legally married and you legally changed your name. Now, so far, you know, there's been a bunch of people saying what this is going to do is it's going to cause, you know, 30, 40, 50, maybe 100 million women in the United States no longer being able to vote. Because most women who get married and take on their husband's name, which, you know, is not as common now, but it's still, you know, over 90% of women who get married take their husband's name. Used to be over 95%. This is what Louise and I did. I mean, you know, when we got married, Louise became Louise Hartman. And she never went to a court and said, I want a name change. She simply, you know, changed her name, right? I mean, the marriage certificate was enough, and God only knows where that thing is. I mean, that was 52 years ago. 53 years ago, whatever, long time ago. So New Hampshire did a slightly weaker version of the same act, of the SAVE Act. They said you don't have to prove that you actually went before a judge, but you do have to prove that you were married with your original marriage certificate or a certified copy of one. Now, Louise and I were married in a church that doesn't exist right now. How do you get a certified copy of your marriage certificate from a church that doesn't exist from a pastor who's been dead for a decade? Good question. This is a question now that women in New Hampshire are encountering because Chris Sununu, just a couple months ago, the governor of last September, Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, signed a state version, the first in the country, of the SAVE Act. And sure enough, the chickens are coming home to roost. This is from Wonkette, Robin Panakia. She writes, people all over have been sounding the alarm about the SAVE Act. Well, for those of you who are wondering what it would look like in practice, we have the state of New Hampshire. It's not going well, she writes. Governor Chris Sununu enacted this bill last September, which requires newly registered voters to bring with them a passport or a birth certificate to prove they're United States citizens and their marriage certificates if they change their names. And then she quotes from a local, an article in the local New Hampshire paper. Quote, it took three trips, but Brooke Yonge was finally able to cast her ballot. On her first trip to the dairy polls Tuesday morning, Yonge didn't bring proof of her U.S. citizenship, a requirement under New Hampshire's new voter identification law. So she drove home to grab her birth certificate and then tried to vote a second time. But there was another problem. It doesn't have my married name on it, she said. Town voting officials then sent her away a second time to get her marriage certificate. And then, you know, the Wonkette writer says, lots of people don't have their birth certificates on hand or have lost documents and moves or in the mail. I can tell you, I know for sure, I have no idea where, I mean, I remember getting Louise and my copies of our birth certificates, like, you know, 30 or 40 years ago when we first got our passports. But I have no idea where they are now. And I'm quite sure I have no idea where our marriage certificate is. I mean, we've moved so many times, including moving overseas. We had, when we lived in New Hampshire, we stored a bunch of old documents in a garage. It was an old barn in the top of an old barn. And when we moved out of New Hampshire, we discovered that mice had gotten in and eaten them all. I mean, all my old poems that I'd written as a teenager and old letters, you know, to friends and old girlfriends and all kinds of, you know, records, school records, all of it was gone. I mean, the mice had turned it all into confetti. So what do? They go on writing in Hopkinton, New Hampshire, 70-year-old Betsy Spencer, who kept her ex-husband's last name but not her marriage certificate after their divorce, did eventually get to vote when the New Hampshire Secretary of State's office determined that her expired passport was sufficient enough for an ID, but things very well could have gone the other way. In other words, she found a public servant who was willing to break the law for her and let her vote. You getting this? Now, Chris Sununu, the Republican governor of New Hampshire, says we have to do this to stop illegal aliens from voting. But the paper notes, The state has investigated just 36 cases of voter fraud since 2016. So that's 30. They've investigated 36 cases in the last decade, the last 10 years, which led to just 15 convictions, none of which involved an undocumented immigrant voting. So the number of undocumented immigrants who have voted in New Hampshire is zero. Yet, every married woman in New Hampshire has to prove that she actually changed her name legally when she got married. Now, why would Republicans want to do this? Could it be because women vote Democratic more often than men? Gee, I wonder. What do you think? Mike Johnson, the guy who's pushing the SAVE Act in the House of Representatives, the Speaker of the House, he was asked about this, and about the SAVE Act, and the questioner was like, basically, there's no evidence anywhere that illegal immigrants, undocumented people, are voting in American elections. There's just literally, they find like 5 or 6 people a year nationwide out of, a billion votes cast in multiple elections. And so why are you doing this? And Mike Johnson said, well, we all know intuitively that a lot of illegals are voting in federal elections, but it's not something that's easily provable. Yeah. Horse manure, I think, is the safe for radio way to say what's going on here. Women need to get seriously organized, activated, and pissed off, because this piece of legislation, if Chuck Schumer is caving on shutting down the government, what's next? This is heading for the Senate. It's 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the True People's Media, the Tom Hartman Program. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Got an amazing, crazy alert. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code TOM.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care, because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
through all the fatherhoods first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
They're the ones who hold the power, counting dollars by the hour. They twist the truth and bend. While they laugh at the rest of us fools. What do you call a class so bold? With hearts of stone and hands of gold. They've got a name that fits the pitch. Let's call them all the morbidly rich. The morbidly rich. They take it all. While the
just 22 minutes past the hour, breaking news. Nancy Pelosi has spoken about Chuck Schumer and what Chuck Schumer should have done or should be doing. This literally just broke. The Hill had just published this. Former House, I'm just reading it from the Hill off my phone here. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, on Friday issued a blistering statement on how senators should handle a government funding vote that, without naming him, dinged Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Quote, Democratic senators should listen to the women, Pelosi said. Appropriations leaders Rosa DeLauro and Senator Patty Murray of Washington have eloquently presented the case that we must have a better choice, a four-week funding extension to keep government open and negotiate a bipartisan agreement. Nancy Pelosi continued, quote, America has experienced the Trump shutdown before, but this damaging legislation only makes matters worse. Democrats must not buy into this false choice. We must fight back for a better way. Listen to the people, Pelosi said. Yeah. She also went on to say that Hakeem Jeffries, she said, I salute leader Hakeem Jeffries for his courageous rejection of this false choice. And I am proud of my colleagues in the House Democratic Caucus for their overwhelming vote against this bill. The only Democrat in the entire House of Representatives who voted in favor of this legislation was Jared Golden of Maine. That was it. The only Democrat. I was just talking to Kenyatta about the nation being in PTSD or being subject to battle fatigue, you know, just being punched in the face over and over and over again by Donald Trump. And by the way, his newsletter is just great. Go to Substack.com and plug in Kenyatta and you'll find it. He had a great one this morning. Then had we not hit the brake, which I can't always control, I would have discussed it with him. But worth subscribing to. All right, our crazy alert for the day, and then I'll get to your phone calls here. This really is crazy. This is insane. All righty. In February of this year, in other words, last month, Elon Musk tweeted on, you know, his Nazi-infested X platform. He tweeted, quote, "There was an insane slaughter of 150 million egg laying chickens ordered by the Biden administration." Are you getting this? This is an attempt to blame the price of eggs right now on Joe Biden by Elon Musk. This is from the this is the NewsGuardRealityCheck.com website, which is also a Substack newsletter. Rogan O'Handley, a conservative and pro-Kremlin commentator, shared Musk's post and stated, "Joe Biden killed 150 million healthy chickens, and now families can't afford eggs. It's called starving your own people because they voted for the other guy." And he posted that on X, and it got 1.7 million views and 72,000 likes in one day. Of course, you know, Musk is amplifying this stuff. And then another X user, who frequently posts misinformation about U.S. politics, writes, "Reminder that Joe Biden put down 150 million chickens so that egg prices would rise when Trump got into office." Now, what's true is that 150 million chickens were killed during the Biden administration. Why? Because they had bird flu. And, I mean, this was just, this is what farmers do. I mean, you don't want the bird flu, number one, to spread to other flocks. Number two, you don't want it to spread to the people working for you or other animals around you. I mean, more than 50 million birds have already died from the virus just in the United States. In Trump's first term, when bird flu first popped up, 253,000 birds were killed to, you know, to try to stop bird flu. Of course, it didn't work. I mean, you know, it's jumped into the wild population. But this is how pathetic these people are. They really think that Americans will believe this. And sadly, I mean, this has probably jumped to Fox News now, if it started with Elon Musk on X, that the egg price has nothing to do with bird flu. It's because Joe Biden ordered all those chickens dead. And, you know, there's going to be people believing it. I'll probably get a call today from somebody, you know, who's been listening to right-wing talk radio going, "Oh, my God, egg prices, it's all Joe Biden." What's the old saying? No, nobody ever failed to get rich by underestimating the intelligence, or by overestimating, under whichever it is, of the American people. Yeah. 27 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls after this. Anything Goes Weekend.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The severe weather over much of the nation has caused wind-generated wildfires, nearly 150 in Oklahoma alone. Oklahoma State Trooper Lieutenant Eric Foster spoke with KWTV in Oklahoma City.
It can change direction so quickly, and then when that smoke seals in, even though the fire is not there, it's hard to get help.
The government is not shutting down with the Senate passing the Republican budget bill.
It means hundreds of thousands of workers will not be sent home without pay. Democrats dropped their opposition with hours to spare.
BBC's Sue Montgomery. SpaceX launched a mission to the International Space Station a few hours ago. The capsule will bring astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams back to Earth after 9.5 months.
For all the talk of astronauts being stuck in space or abandoned in space, what they have said over and over is that they don't feel that way at all. I mean, for an astronaut, being in space is the sweet spot.
CBS's Mark Strassman reporting. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A new documentary says We Are Not Alone. The Age of Disclosure premiered at the South by Southwest Film Festival in early March and claims aliens are real and that the government has covered up their existence for the last 80 years. The doc claims non-human biological matter has been collected from spacecraft crash sites. Director Dan Farah interviewed 34 government officials who confirmed some type of extraterrestrial life, but the film does not offer a whole lot of actual proof other than talking heads. No confirmation as to whether or not people have actually been probed. As promised, I said I would report back when I finished the show Zero Day on Netflix. The six-parter starring Robert De Niro and Joan Allen explores what happens after a massive grid outage that kills over 3,000 Americans. Zero Day has some great moments, but ties everything up a little too neatly at the end. Having said that, De Niro is great. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the Indiana Pacers tonight in Milwaukee. The tip-off time at 7 o'clock. College hoops, Marquette losing to the number one seed St. John's in the Big East tournament, 79-63. So now the Golden Eagles wait to find out their destination in the NCAA tournament. Baseball, Brewers beat the Giants 11-5, and the crew getting a visit from Donald Driver, who spoke to the players in the clubhouse.
You know, we're going to talk about just being ingrained in the community, right, in the state of Wisconsin. I think a lot of these players, you know, a lot of them are not from the United States, right? And so we want them to understand that if they can get ingrained in the community, just not just what they do in Wisconsin, but across the United States, right? And so we want to be able to offer those services to them. And my speech today is going to be talking about the three things that I feel like every successful person in this world needs, and that's identity, that's relationships, and purpose. And if you can have all three of those things, you'll be successful in your career on the field, but then also off.
As former Packer Donald Driver with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight with passing showers and thunderstorms. Windy tomorrow with areas of rain mixing with and changing to snow by the evening. Temps fall out of the 50s tonight into the 40s tomorrow. Sunshine and around 40 for a high Sunday. Currently at 64 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who is hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a person with MS and autism and is an advocate for Medicare and Medicaid will join us. Going to be a very interesting conversation. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
There's a little of funny for the day. Dr. Oz showed up today. He's the guy that Trump wants to run Medicare and Medicaid because, you know, he's a doctor, I guess, or something. I don't know. And, you know, famously, he has jet black hair. And he's an older guy, so, you know, obviously he's dyeing his hair. Well, he showed up today with yellow hair. Seriously, yellow hair. And the retired Marine Stephen Carrill asked, where's your shoe polish dyed hair? Podcaster Hallie Castor-Jane said, Dr. Oz stopped dyeing his hair. He must think it works better to be gray in his new role. Lieutenant Corporal Borowski, a USMC, said, did DEI take Oz's dark hair? We can't have dark hair. DEI. Yeah, another person said Dr. Oz is about as legit as his blonde hair. It turns out he had let it go gray, but then he colored it, and the color is Trump yellow. They're all calling it Trump yellow. Trade Association Vice President Philip Grahn said Oz went to his stylist and said, give me the full Trump. Oh, geez. You got to find humor where you can, right? In these dark days. So, what's on your mind today, Larry in Los Angeles? Hey, Larry, were your ears ringing earlier? Or whatever the phrase is.
Oh, no, I actually missed the first hour.
Somebody called and mentioned you and favorably and said maybe you could weigh in on what they were talking about. Unfortunately, I don't remember the details of what they were talking about. I'm sorry. It's been a long morning.
I'm very much against what Schumer's trying to do, and Nancy Pelosi should have just called his name out.
I think that would have been a breach of protocol, but everybody knew what she was saying and who she was talking about. Everybody knew.
Yeah, these times are call for bold moves.
Yeah, and you want to talk about somebody who knows how to get things done in the legislature. Nancy Pelosi has a hell of a lot more accomplishments than Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, I think she's great. Anyway, I'm mainly calling about the tariffs. And by the way, the Fed pumped in another $3 billion into the stock market to kind of help Donald Trump out.
Oh, really? But, is that why the market recovered?
Last Friday, I suspect that's when he did it, and the market recovered on Friday. Right. And now it's recovering now. And so we won't know how much he's pumping in this time around. But so far, he's still staying away from doing it once. He's only doing this pumping money into it once every 3 or 4 weeks. And so this was the first time in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, regarding Trump's tariffs, he's running around telling everybody that he's going to get about $200 or $300 billion
down his tariffs, which is going to be paid for by the American people. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about, like, that's a really great thing. Mm-hmm. And but what he is not saying, and what no one is saying on TV, is during this time when he's been doing all this tariff talk, he has seen the markets, or the S&P specifically, drop by $4 trillion.
Yeah, on 5 to 6%.
He's talking about bringing in, hundreds of billions, and he already lost $4 trillion in American wealth. That's just one index.
Yeah.
If you count the others, and I have not counted, I have not found the information on the other ones, but I'm suspecting it's up to $8 to $10 trillion.
Yeah, especially when you look at the NASDAQ. Yeah.
Yeah. So this idea that that's going to bring wealth back to America, he's already lost trillions and trillions of dollars in American wealth.
Excellent point, Larry. Excellent point. Thank you. That's good. Yep.
It would be nice if these programs that do finance and do the markets, it would be nice if somebody would mention that.
Yeah.
But of course that would hurt Donald Trump and his Doge puppy.
Yeah, and everybody's obeying in advance. You know, everybody's like, oh yeah, we'll bow down, we'll do, you know, whatever you say. And how's that working out? You know, it doesn't seem to be working out so well.
And that's what
Columbia University obeyed in advance, and now they're getting their asses kicked.
And that's what Schumer's about to do. He's about to become Donald Trump's puppy.
Yep. Yep. He is this generation's Neville Chamberlain.
Yeah, that's disgusting. He should look himself in the mirror and grow a pair. Yep. Just try real hard. Think positive.
Yeah, be half the man that Nancy Pelosi is, if you want to get sexist about it. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Larry, thank you for the call. It's always so nice to hear from you, and I always appreciate your wisdom and your insights, particularly in these technical financial areas. You are a true asset to our program.
Well, thank you for coming back and getting on the air.
You're welcome. Good talking to you. Thanks, Larry. Right. Luigi in Pensacola, Florida. Hey, Luigi, what's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, Tom, whenever law ends, tyranny begins. That's John Locke.
Yep.
From your last thing. Anyway, I'm an angry 79-year-old man, and I'm really tired and disgusted with a lot of this. First of all, let me begin with a few weeks ago when the 10, as I call them, voted to censure Al Green and for making that comment.
The 10 Democrats in the House of Representatives, yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I called and emailed each and every one of them, and I let them know that I am a proud 60-year dues-paying member of the union, okay? Although retired, I still pay my dues. And you know what? What they did, as far as I'm concerned, is tantamount to them crossing a picket line.
Yep.
And that's what I let them know. And I hate to use the word scabs, but that's exactly what I...
That's a great metaphor. I'm a union member, too. Mail from my union. I was notified this morning at the House this afternoon. So, yeah, I'm with you, Luigi.
And I'm still very active, by the way. And I live in Pensacola. It's hell around here. But I go to my union meetings, and I let them know what's going on. And I'm beginning to change some of their minds. One of them gave me a little battle last week, and I used this term I saw online. I'm sorry to disagree with you, but I don't speak brainwashed. You know, and that's kind of...
That's great.
Got the cloud kind of loosened up a bit, you know.
Yeah.
But after I got through with the 10, I went on and I got all over Jeffries, because I learned that on that Thursday after Trump's whatever it was he was doing, that he had called in several of the progressives and gave them a come to Jesus meeting. And I was quite upset with that. And I emailed Mr. Jeffries and told him how I felt about it, that I've defended the Democratic Party through all of this stuff, including you, but sure, I've had enough of this stuff. Quit calling meetings like that and picking on. I know you're upset because there's so many phone calls coming in to the Democrats, but get over it.
Yeah.
You know. And first of all, as much as I respect Nancy Pelosi and what she did all these years, it's time for you to step out of Nancy's heels and be your own man.
Yeah.
And that's what I left him with. And I don't know if that was too much, but I was angry. And now I'm really upset. And I took your advice this morning. You had put something out online in the Hartman Report to call the senators. Well, I've been doing that. And I've had my family from around the country calling their senators. Of course, I'm Florida. That's a useless thing to do. But I did call, I did also email Mr. Schumer and said to him, either lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Yep. Take Fetterman along with you.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm really angry, Tom. I'm sorry to spot along, but I really have had enough.
Welcome to the club, Luigi. Welcome to the club. You know, if Democrats won't stand up for us, nobody's going to stand up for us. I mean, that's what
amen,
it comes down
brother,
to.
And this is the time to do it.
Yeah, hey, amen. Luigi, thank you. Spot on. Linda in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Linda, what's up?
Hey, Tom. The longer I listen to you, waiting to get to talk to you, the longer my list gets about what I want to talk about.
That happens a lot.
I bet. You know, you start out with one thing and end up with another. Elon Musk, who is he to tell us what programs we should have?
Right.
He needs to be nipped in the bud. They need to stop covering whatever he says, the media. I mean, come on, get smart. The man's a nobody.
Well, and he just tweeted that Hitler didn't kill 6 million Jews, that it was the civil servants in Germany who did it.
I don't even know why we give him air to breathe.
I mean, this is the guy who puts 14 little flags on his tweets to presumably to commemorate the 14 words that every white supremacist must memorize.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, seriously.
That
look at his tweets very often.
No, I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe you. Believe me. I'm a firm believer in Tom Hartman. I have called everyone. I called everybody about Al Green that voted for him, voted for him to be censored on the Democratic Party. I call senators that aren't mine, because I have the good fortune of living in Illinois and having good senators and having a good representative and having a great governor. Trump needs to be stopped. And I mean, then we need to get advertisement out there as soon as this thing fails, saying that this is why it failed and this is what they want to take away from you.
Yep.
And that's why we voted against it.
It's all about the messaging.
Right. And I mean, Schumer, as far as I'm concerned, he needs to resign from being the head of the minority group. And he needs to really resign. I'm 75 years old. I saw you in Downers Grove. You're my age. I think we have a lot of value. But let's face it. It's time for these young people like AOC and that to start speaking up like they do, and for us to put our support behind them.
Yep, yep. That's one.
You know,
that's one of the reasons why I sent out AOC's email this morning to everybody on both of my lists, because she is one in my mind. She is one of the handful of new leaders in the party. Her and Maxwell Frost. I mean, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren have been the old
Frost
leaders of the party in my mind. But it's time.
Yep.
The party needs new leadership.
Even if you look at the Ukraine people, they have young people.
Yeah.
They're in their 40s.
Yeah.
Zelensky's young.
Yep. There you go. I'm with you. Linda, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Although we really shouldn't talk about our age. It's 46 minutes past the hour. Almost 47. Well, it is 47 now. I'll be right back with more of your calls here. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Fair and only slightly unbalanced.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Sis, do you play in the Caught on Fire? Thank God it did it on the ground, right? Apparently the engine kind of blew up. We'll be right back.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that The call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Turn off that channel. It's filling you with lies, spreading fear and anger beneath those polished ties. They twist the truth and bend the facts. It's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away. Don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. If it's leading, it's wrong.
Decide 52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Larry in Hazel Green, Alabama. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Say, a lot of people are going to feel pain. Already some people are feeling pain. And I think what we should do when we talk to our friends and neighbors is not to blame Trump, but to blame a Republican. Blame every Republican. Because Trump is not going to be on the next ballot we see.
Yeah.
But there will be a lot of those capital R's there by names.
You're absolutely right, Larry.
And we need to
You've got two senators and a member of the House who are, I assume, all Republicans in Hazel Green, Alabama. And when you talk to your friends, you're absolutely right. You should blame them for facilitating this. That's brilliant.
We don't see very many Democrats on the ballots because we don't have a functioning Democratic Party.
That's a crime.
Really. And so we need to connect the pain to that R on the ballot, just like the rat in the box that presses the lever with the R on it and it gets a shock.
Yep.
Rats learn fast. We've only got less than 2 years to train the Republican voters.
Yeah.
So,
excellent point, Larry. Larry, the Democratic Party should hire you as a strategist. Larry, thank you so much.
Yes. One other thing, quick. I see that the Federal Communications Commission is taking comments on deregulation. So how long do you think it'll be before they sell our ham bands?
Oh, geez. I doubt that hams will let that happen, but... You know, it's and they're not that they're not frequencies that cell phones can use. You know, those are up in the gigahertz range, everything above two to five gigahertz. And you know, we're all in the, you know, 144 megahertz, more or less. I mean, I get there's 420 and, you know, 220 or whatever it is, and some of the satellite bands. But so what's your call, Larry?
Kilo Golf 4, Quebec.
Hey, very cool. Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Whiskey Lima. All righty, Larry,
okay. Thanks
for the call. Good to hear from you, and I hope to talk to you on 40 or 20 or 10 meters one of these days. John in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, John, what's up?
Hi, you might recall me from a couple of weeks ago. I'm Johnny Sino, as a lot of people know me around here. The reason I'm calling is because I've been thinking an awful lot about the all of these layoffs and everything and the way they want to shut down the government. Let's take, for example, they want to pretty much eliminate NOAA, which isn't going to affect just the weather, of course. We know that what's going to happen is going to propagate into other fields, industries, for example, aviation, shipping, agriculture, all of these other industries are going to be very adversely affected by that, like aviation in particular.
Yep.
So I have to think then that these industries, a lot of them are very powerful and have a lot of lobbyists and other and legislators in their pockets. And it seems to me that eventually there's going to be a lot of pressure placed upon the legislators. They say, look, you know, we're going to be out of business. This is going to affect you. And maybe that will be a way that tends to mitigate the damage that's being done.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else.
It seems to me so far they've been very careful to stay away from big industries. I mean, they've hurt a lot of businesses, you know, particularly the USAID stuff. You know, it wiped out like this small company down in Georgia that makes this nutritional peanut paste for starving people. You know, but they only had, you know, 50 employees or something like that. You know, they couldn't afford a lobbyist. They couldn't afford to buy, you know, members of Congress. And of course, they haven't gone after any of Elon Musk's contracts. Elon Musk became a billionaire because of U.S. federal government money. The loans that Barack Obama gave him to get Tesla up to scale. The money that the billions of dollars that he's gotten from NASA to do SpaceX. I mean, you know, without government money, Elon Musk would just be another millionaire, maybe a billionaire because of PayPal, but, you know, not anything close to how rich he is right now. John, excellent point. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
CB Distillery's VIP sale is on. For a few days only, you can save up to 50% on everything with the code VIP. If better sleep, less stress, and pain relief after exercise sound good to you, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have plant-based solutions for just about everything.
sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise, all made with high-quality, clean ingredients. They even have CBD for pets. Many of you are feeling the difference already, especially with their sleep products. Personally, those are my favorites, particularly their CBN gummies. Look, if you're still tossing and turning at night or struggling with another health concern, make the change to CB Distillery. And now's your chance to save big with the code VIP. But this deal won't be around long, so don't wait. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP to save up to 50% on everything. That's CBDistillery.com, code VIP, CBDistillery.com. Not available in...
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we talk aliens with paranormal investigator Todd Michaels, and Flick's Brewhouse brewmaster Dave Hansen joins the show to talk about the new Nightlight beer. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three. Left side, yes, sir.
Flee.
Pivots, fades, flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it. With the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Wild weather tonight is bringing tornadoes to Missouri with powerful winds gusting up to 80 miles an hour forecast from the Canadian border to Texas. The winds in Texas created a dust storm in the state's panhandle that led to three deaths in car crashes. Meteorologist Craig Allen has more on that wind.
This will cause hazardous driving conditions. Visibility will drop to near zero. There will be blowing dust, widespread power outages expected, and people with respiratory problems really should make preparations to stay indoors until the windstorms pass.
A crewed mission is on its way to the International Space Station tonight, and the capsule will bring a couple of stranded astronauts back to Earth next week.
3, 2, 1. Ignition.
The moment the SpaceX rockets took to the skies, carrying four astronauts to the International Space Station. It means a crew exchange.